We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Like, we could do our thing where we make a case for all six, but, like, that's, I mean, it's just a thing. We do it because we talk about it. We have to talk about it.
Right.
People are like, oh, you didn't say anything about goalkeeper. I'm like, well, here it is.
Here it is.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, joined as always by Jordan Cooper today to talk about Saturday's three-game Premier League slate. Jordan, this again feels kind of like a Jordan slate.
Yeah, let's not worry about goals because there may not be many of them.
There might be zero.
It would be great if there were zero. If there's zero, then I'm probably winning.
We're cooking, yeah.
Right, but I mean, all these games are pick-ems. I mean, the biggest favorite is Southampton, who's a plus 113 away favorite to Sheffield, 2.25 total. And Southampton hasn't won a game in God knows how long. So, like, they're the biggest favorite. And then we got Aston Villa is plus 146 at home against Wolves, and that's a 2.25 total. And then we got Brighton, plus 161 favorite currently. They didn't open as the favorite. Leicester did.
Yeah.
But they're 161, plus 161 favorite at home against Leicester, and that's a 2.25 total. We got two big injuries that we don't have to worry about. I mean, this slate would be so much more interesting if Madison and Grealish were both going to play, because now you got to make choices between a lot of guys. But since you don't, there's still choices to be made.
I was going to say, I feel like if they were on the slate, it'd be like almost impossible. Not impossible, but like you're really having to make some decisions if those two are on the slate. And even with them out, like, it's not like we easily can like be like, oh, I'll just play this guy because he's so much, you know, so much cheaper and all that stuff. Like it's almost like everyone is priced as if those guys weren't going to play, but those guys are also priced as if they were going to play. Like, it was, I feel weird saying this. I feel like DraftKings did it right.
No, I think the pricing is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I'm not looking at certain players going, why am I paying that price for them?
Right.
And I'm also not looking at other players that are too cheap going, like, everyone's going to play that guy.
Yep.
So, I mean, the only noticeable thing, the context of this slate is that, Defender is a wasteland. So I think we're going to be making some barbell type builds.
Agreed.
At forward, I think the most important lineup is the middle lineup. So we have in the three games, it's Southampton, Sheffield is the first game. Then Aston Villa, Wolves is the second game. Then Brighton, Leicester is the third game. Obviously, the first game we'll get before lock, so you don't have to worry about that. So, but I mean, it's Ward-Prowse and who Sheffield's going to be playing.
That should have been the, like, in a best case scenario, that's the last game.
Right. If I had to choose, I'd rather that as the last game.
Yeah.
Then we got Brighton, Leicester. You have to assume that Gross is going to start. You have to assume that Tielemans is going to start. The main thing, I mean, it's weird to say, but the slate hinges.
Oh God!
On the starting lineup of Aston Villa, on whether or not Ross Barkley is playing.
Ross Barkley, the absolute key to the slate.
He was last week also. He was, because we saw that he wasn't starting.
Yeah.
And then I played Bertrand Traore instead and got 3 points. Instead of playing El Ghazi and getting
103.
Right.
Floor point.
Because you look in the pad and go, okay, Traore is going to be taking set pieces, and I didn't.
They split.
Well, El Ghazi also does a lot more in open
yes.
play. So are you paying 10-3 for him?
I think so.
Is it because you want to, or is it because you can?
There's no way I play him if Grealish is in. And well, no way I play him if Madison is in.
But no. But do you play him if Barkley is in?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I probably end up doing it, but I understand both lineup. Like, I think actually both could work.
Would you rather play El Ghazi or Gross?
I think the barbell includes both of them.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. We're gonna have slightly different. Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna be a little different. I had a slightly different build.
I think it's much easier to play both if Barkley is not starting, of course.
That's correct. No, but I'm talking about a lineup that only plays one of them.
Yeah.
But still doesn't play Barkley.
I'd love. Oh, I see that. Well, I'd love to see where you're spending this money.
Midfield.
Yeah. No, I know where that. I know where you're going with this. I'd like to see who your forwards are then.
No. My forwards are fine. My forwards are El Ghazi and Traore.
Oh, so you're going to go back to the Traore.
Adama Traore, not Bertrand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I get that. I wrote about Adama Traore. Like, I think he's fine.
He's fine, right. But, I mean, I don't mind playing Adama Traore at 6,700, even if he was just midfield eligible. It's like, okay, he's there.
I don't think you play him in as a midfielder. Like, no way. Like, I don't think he's even a consideration.
But not on this slate, no. But in a vacuum, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying on this slate, like, his forward eligibility is the reason you play him.
Right. But I'm saying at the top, you got El Ghazi, you got Gross, you got Pedro Neto.
Yep.
And then you got Adama Traore at 6,700. And I think that's it.
That's it. Yep, absolutely, that's it.
Right. Everything else would be a goal depend. Like, you're not going to play Watkins. You're not going to play Vardy. You're not going to play any of those guys. But even, like, on the low end, like, if you want to punt with a Jose or McBurney or, like, you're just asking. Burke at 3,700, he could start. But, I mean, you're asking for – these are guys with zero floors.
Yeah. So I had Che Adams in that group.
Okay.
And I was like, if I'm going to play Che Adams, like – I guess the 500 down to Willian Jose, if he even starts, like, is not that much of a difference. And I'm like, but if I'm going to play him, like, would I just play McBurney? And I'm like, but if it's McBurney, then if one of the cheaper guys, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, where am I going with this that, like, that helps my lineup at all?
Right. I think there are midfielders in that range that I'd rather play than fill the forward spot.
100%.
I think that's really the key. It's just that Like, I think there's one midfielder worth paying up for, and then everyone else is just, you're just going all the way down.
I think there's one and a half.
You're gonna roster a half a person?
I think he's a half consider. I think Thielemans depends on Albright.
Yes. But that's really what we're looking for. So the question comes in. So you're saying that you're building a lineup more likely with both El Ghazi and Gross, 10-3 and 9,600.
I think so.
And then you're just basically going down in two defender spots, go down at two midfield spots. I don't know how you fit that in.
Well, it's easy for me at least to get away from it if Barkley's starting, because I'm not going to be interested in pivoting to somebody from Southampton or Sheffield United anyway.
Right.
So like, we had, despite like not wanting that game to be first, like we've got plenty of flexibility.
After. True, but I think that game being first, you have to make a decision. I know we're skipping around a bit, but you have to make a decision on whether or not you're playing James Ward-Prowse at 9,000.
I had him.
Oh, so he's in your lineup.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's in my lineup too, but okay. It's kind of weird that we probably have a very similar construction, but just like different players. You're going up at another midfield spot, or you're going up at a defender spot? Paying up a goalkeeper?
I'm literally bottom of the barrel elsewhere. I mean, if you think you had a barbell lineup.
Okay, so you're going double down, double all the way, basement level defenders.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I see where you, because yeah. I'm trying to figure out where you're getting the money to go up to Gross at 9,600 from Adama Traore at 6,700, because that's a $2,900 difference.
Yep.
Can you spend that better in the rest of your lineup? It's possible.
It's possible, absolutely.
That's why I wasn't sure whether or not you were playing James Ward-Prowse at 9,000.
I'm more wedded to Ward-Prowse than I am El Ghazi or Gross.
Okay. Only because he always plays 90. Yeah, he's Monopoly. Southampton are the biggest favorite, quotation marks.
Did Grealish get hurt immediately after we talked about how he never gets hurt and always plays?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Like you were just saying how like Ward-Prowse always plays 90. Like I almost don't even want to talk about it because then he'll be out too.
Right.
But anyway.
But who else are you paying up for at midfield? You have Ward-Prowse, you have Thielemans. I'm not enamored of paying $8,100 for Thielemans.
So when I opened the slate and I saw Ward-Prowse at 9,000 and I was like, Madison's out, let me just go grab. And I'm like, maybe Thielemans is like 7,000. Mm. And I was like, 8,100. I'm like, he probably should be, like, he should be 8,100. But like, he's usually priced so low that I just didn't think of it at all. And then I saw it and I was like, you can pay it. I get it. But Albright and starting like that, that's the lineup that I want before anything else. Like even, I think that's actually more important than Barkley.
Really? Because I don't even know if I play Albright at 6,800 anyway.
But I'm less likely to play Thielemans if Albright is in than I am less likely to toss out El Ghazi if Barkley is in.
No, but the point that I'm making is that if you're already jamming Ward-Prowse into your lineup, you're probably not paying up at two midfield spots. So Thielemans is no longer an option regardless.
You can do it if you punt whatever your utility is.
Also?
Yeah.
Even with the Gross and El Ghazi in your forward spots?
I mean, you're punting it. Just let me get 3 points.
3K, right. A 3K midfielder. Okay. I guess you can do it.
You can't throw around the term barbell lineup and not get minimum price guys in there.
You're going to need a spotter for that lineup.
But yeah.
Can someone tell me how Veltman could be midfield only in 6,600 and still get there? Why does this happen? Because I get 15% owned and he still gets there.
I saw how popular he was last week when he was 6,300, and I was like, I didn't realize there were this many donkeys in the higher in like among people that I like respected, and he gets there again, and I'm like, I'm the donkey.
Well, I guess I'm the donkey too. Yeah.
The classic, if you can't spot the donkey. Yeah, that's.
Yeah. 11, 22, 17, 3.5, 9, 15, 8. I mean.
You want to know what else? No way I'm playing him.
No, I'm not. Of course not. He's the Brighton version of Ilkay Gundogan.
No, he's. I think he's, I mean, a poor man's Sally March. He plays the
fullback. Yes, okay, yes, I get it. But it's just one of those players that it's just like, he should be 5,000.
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't be 6,600, and he should be defender eligible and not midfield eligible. And no, I'm not. I will not have him. I mean, I will not be playing him. But Barkley's, I mean, how do you not play Barkley if he starts?
I mean, I agree, which sucks because I.
But what I'm doing is I'm setting up a 2v2 for that situation.
Sure.
So to me, it's a.
But you'll know. I mean, it's the middle game. You're fine.
Right, but I mean that we'll get down to the.
It's not a 2v2. It's a 7v7 because you, like, you have. You're probably playing one guy from the first game.
No, you can play two guys.
Fine, two guys, fine. But I mean, you have like basically plenty of flexibility at that point. Like, the Barkley thing is not, you don't have to plan for it.
But what happens if I want to? I'm going to plan for it.
Okay.
But even at 6,200, it's not like, oh my God, if Ross Barkley's in, you got to jam him into every lineup. He's Ross Barkley. He's probably not going to play 90 even if he does start.
Right. But he sticks out, I think, in that price range.
Yes. No, but the two cheaper midfielders I'm talking about are...
Yeah, Moutinho and Fleck.
And Fleck?
I mean, not Fleck. Oh, well, I do think Fleck is there, but it was Moutinho and... were you going to say Norwood? No, yeah. I think it's Fleck.
Okay, but still, 5,100 versus 4,500.
Yeah, but yeah.
But these are the guys in the first game. That's what I mean by you play Ward-Prowse, you play one of these guys... Now you have your only one spot in the midfield for Ross Barkley in a utility spot. So you got to plan for whatever you're going to do. Or you make it so that Barkley could turn into Moutinho and then you could just go up a defense somewhere.
Yeah, I think playing Fleck or Norwood hurts you more than helps you.
Only because it's the first game?
Yeah.
Or because it's Sheffield?
Both. Yes. Both. Yes, okay. Is the answer to that question. I just don't see the reason to lock up a spot for one of those guys. If they were 3,000, sure.
But who in the cheap end of the midfield is there available?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, defensive midfielders that you're hoping, you know, Douglas Luiz or Dendonker.
Well, Dendonker is the defender now.
Oh, that's right. I was just like scrolling through. But you can get any of these guys. Jacob Ramsey, if he starts for Villa again, like, they're nobodies you can
start,
play.
Ramsey would start instead of Barkley.
Right.
Like the last
game. Most likely, yeah.
Right.
Nakamba, if he starts instead of Douglas Luiz, like, it's somebody like that.
Right.
You have to play somebody like that if you want to pay up at both, if you want to pay up, like, up for four players. Two forwards and two midfielders.
Right.
On a slate where there's, like, nobody good. Except the upper tier guys.
Right. And no one at defender to play.
Nobody, yeah.
I mean, like, nobody. Like, dude, I don't even want to... It almost feels like I don't want to even want to pay more than, like, $3,500 for anyone at defense.
Yeah, that's, like, a lot more than I'm spending.
Because at the top, you have, like, Target, El Mohammadi, Pereira, if he's in, Castagna, Castagni. Semedo and the Wolves guys. Then you get the Sheffield guys, Baldock and Stevens, and you're like, why am I paying $4,000 for them? I mean, then you get Johnny, who, if he starts, probably doesn't play 90, and he doesn't even cross the ball that much. Then you get Dan Byrne. He isn't that bad.
Keep
That's
going.
Why I'm looking at like that range, kind of. But then you look and you go, why am I paying $3,500 for Konsa or $3,600 for Ben White when I could just go all the way down and I could look for the green check mark and go, welcome to my lineup, Fofana.
Yeah, I always love Wesley Fofana and Mohamed Salisu. Salisu is in the first game, actually. So maybe you don't. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Like, if you know you're punting a spot, you'll know he's there. It's like the
benefit. No, I'd rather take the optionality and wait for later.
But the optionality is waiting for a cheaper guy, and he's 2600.
No, but there may be a 2v2. Maybe Tielemans isn't in. Maybe I'm switching my lineup. Maybe I'm behind in head-to-heads, and I need to flip or something. Why? Yes, I need to lock up my spot with Salisu to get me 2 points in the first game.
But you're locking up a spot at 2600. Like, if you know you're punting,
I could play another $2,600 guy later.
You don't know they'll be there.
I don't know if Fofana's going to be there.
You don't know.
So I go up. Okay, I go up to Soyuncu. I save the extra 100.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, I think that's actually a situation where it's okay to take the early slot because you know you're getting the cheap guy.
Okay, but
if you can lock in three quarters of a point from the first game, why don't you do it?
Right. Why can't you just lock in a point? How do they not play? You're going to get, but I mean, even the starting lineups page on RotoWire says Soyuncu.
Oh yeah, I mean they're expected to play, but we don't know. They pull up lame and.
They're all 20. It's 2,700, 2,600, 2,600. You're telling me all three don't play? I mean, come on. So you're going to play, you're going to play an early center back for 1 point to lock it in for no reason?
I just don't understand the reason to wait. Like, you're not getting any more flexibility.
Why not? I could go up and down. I could then turn.
So now
that
you're
going to
play
something.
Pereira because you're behind? Or Mohammadi?
Something.
But you need two of them.
Well, maybe I want to wait after the first game so I could spend $2,800 on Connor Cody or Willie Bolly. So we got plenty of people here. Why are you gonna? I gotta lock in my lack of points in the first game. Who knows if this Salisu may not even start?
Right, but we'll know.
You don't even get it. Then you have to play what Bednarik. These the Southampton guys are too expensive.
But I'm just saying, we'll know that. We'll know right. If he's starting. That's the point.
Right. You're not locking in Vestergaard at 4,400.
No.
In the first game.
No. Literally, what I'm locking in is a name and $2,600 in salary.
I'll wait to do that till later.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not against the salary. I'm just like,
sure. No, I get it.
If it's going to be a nobody, if it's going to be that punty of a play, then why not push it down? So you're not staring at your 1 point. You want to give yourself hope.
Right.
Are you going to call the Wesley Fofana goal now?
No.
What's going to happen?
Yes,
to you,
this is exactly what's going to happen. Please tell me.
You're going to play Leicester center back and whatever. Then Leicester are going to score two goals. And it's going to be the two other center backs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll play Fofana and it'll be a Soyuncu and Amardi goals.
Right. And
from Albrighton because I played Tielemans.
Right. And also Fofana gets sent off.
Right. You're right.
Right. Gets sent off in the 59th minute.
Yep.
And Leicester still wins 2-0, so you don't even get the clean sheet.
Yep.
We have very specific calls on this show.
Yeah, guaranteed goals are too easy. We like to go a little harder.
How do you pay up a goalkeeper this season? How do you? I mean, it's paying up is 5,200. Paying down is 4,200.
51. Feel free to,
what?
It's 51.
51?
Yeah, Forster is priced above McCarthy.
Oh, Forster's above McCarthy. Okay, why? I don't know. Feel free to close your eyes and just pick whoever you want.
Yeah, this
is what stupid slate is this?
It really doesn't. I mean, like, if you're making a change to any other part of your lineup because of goalkeeper. Just stop.
Right, even though it will matter the most.
Right.
I like, we always have to reiterate that this will be, this will decide whether or not you win money or make or lose money, and you should put no time into it.
I worry that people think that we think it doesn't matter.
The decision doesn't matter.
I think that has to be clear. The decision is what does not matter. People like to say process over results. The process here is nothing. There is no process.
Right.
But the results are infinitely more important.
I think Ramsdale,
But why would you lock up a spot in the first game with the cheapest guy?
Why should I? You know what I'm going to end up doing? I'm not going to lock up any spots even after the third game. I'm going to keep my optionality open for next week's slate. I'm going to keep on pushing it down for the Sunday slate. I'm just going to keep on pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And most
honestly,
likely,
I see no difference
in anyone that you play in a cash lineup that's not goal dependent, you can play any goalkeeper again. So who cares?
I really don't see any reason to play any of them over another.
No.
Like we could do our thing where we make a case for all six, but like it's just a thing. We do it because we talk about it. We have to talk about it.
Right.
People are like, oh, you didn't say anything about goalkeeper. I'm like, well, here it is.
Here it is.
Like, I actually have money left over.
Who's the 3K guy you're putting in utility for your super barbell lineup?
Who?
Who's the 3K guy? You're building a lineup that's like...
Right now it's Douglas Luiz, but maybe I don't want to do that because that takes a spot from the second game.
3,300. It's a little pricey for you.
It is a little pricey. Maybe I'll pay down so I can pay up at goalkeeper more. The only reason I like Douglas Luiz, other than the fact that he's an absolute yellow card magnet, as he has one in three straight games, is that every so often, for absolutely no reason, he takes a free kick.
You know, he takes a lot of shots. He's like, he takes a lot of 30-yard shots from outside.
Little Ruben Neves in him.
Right.
So Ruben I like that more than guys
Jaka,
who just
those
foul.
Types of guys, right? Yeah. A walking yellow card that takes maybe two or three deep shots, and you hope this is the time it goes in.
Right. You just have to hope that he commits just under the number of fouls that require a yellow card. So, unfortunately, he usually does it, like, really quickly. Like, he'll commit, like, three in, like, 12 minutes, and you're just like, the yellow is coming. And if he can make it throughout the rest of the game without a yellow, that's a win. I don't care if you cash on the slate, but you won on the Douglas Luiz on that one. But he also has a yellow card in three straight games. So he's due not to have one.
Or he's hot to have one.
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to go back.
He's riding a three-game yellow card streak.
You're right.
He wants to continue. He's hot.
He's hot. I'll have to go back to my algorithm to see how that feels about the hot versus due.
If you're going to play Luis for that sake, then you have to play Veltman. Let them together.
Ugh. I think the benefit of Veltman is that I just don't see how you're in that range other than Barkley.
Well, that's Barkley raise. Well, what happens if Barkley doesn't play?
Then I think you're changing other stuff. You play El Ghazi. Now, you know, that's where the money goes. And now you're not in that range anymore.
Well, that's what I will leave, but I'm going to take a look at some lineups. I'm going to see Veltman in it.
Not mine.
If you want to, fine. Take my head-to-heads. I'll lose again. That's fine. It's fine.
Calling out people who play Joel Veltman.
That price, midfield only eligible? If he was 5,200 and defender eligible, I'd be like, okay, who else are you going to pay up for?
Yeah.
Probably not him, but I mean, at least it's a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. No Veltman here. All right. If you guys have enjoyed that, if you could please hit the like button below. If you are watching on YouTube, if you are watching, if you are listening on a regular audio podcast, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. If you'd like to follow up with Jordan to see if he's actually going to play Veltman or not, you can find him on Twitter at Blenderhead. That's BlenderHD, as well as YouTube.com/JordanCooper for all of his daily theory of daily fantasy sports content there. You can find me on Twitter at RotoWireAndrew, as well as the RotoWire Discord, which is open to all subscribers. Just go to RotoWire.com/chat to join that. If you are not a subscriber and want to try us out for free for 10 days, just go to RotoWire.com/pod. That's P-O-D. No credit card required. Gets you access to the entire site, as well as that Discord chat. Jordan, thank you for that, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit RotoWire.com/soccer.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.